Welcome to another edition of Blank on Blank. I'm David Gerlach, and thanks for listening as we partner with journalists and interviewers, writers and authors. Together, we're building an archive of American interviews that can be heard nowhere else. Today, a little humor. Yes, it's England versus the United States, that centuries-old relationship, friends to foes and back again. And British comedian Ricky Gervais has a few thoughts on the relationship and those little things that make these two English-speaking nations just a little bit different. The interview with the actor and the creator of the television series The Office comes to us from Jane Borden. She's the comedy editor at Time Out New York magazine. This is Blank on Blank.
Americans are brought up to believe they can be the next president of the United States. And English people are told, don't be so stupid, it won't happen to you. And that's absolutely true. It's slightly different now, and there's a few Brits that... I mean, we used to, you know, sail the world and take hold of countries we liked, but we haven't done that for a while.
we seem to be following your Bible.
That's it. You see, you are like
we're in our adolescent phase now.
Exactly. Well, that's how I see America. It's like a child. You know, we started you off, and you rebelled against us, and you went your own way, and now we're proud of you. We don't always like the way you made your money, but well done. We want to say well done, son. I would rather you'd have been a lawyer or a doctor, but you made your money.
Or will work.
Exactly. You made your money gambling.
Now, a little later in this conversation, Jane Borden asked Ricky Gervais about his rider. That, you may know, is the list of requests and must-haves, which comedians and bands and speakers, anyone who's on tour, that's what they put out when they're going from city to city.
What's in your rider when you stand up tour?
I think it's a cheese sandwich, some crisp and nuts, and a beer for on stage.
What kind of cheese?
Cheddar, mature cheddar.
What kind of cheddar?
Mature cheddar.
Mature?
Mature.
Oh, mature.
Yeah. Was it my accent? we did invent this language. So, however I say it, that's more likely to be correct.
So should we all be speaking Old English then?
Yeah, put an E on the end of everything. I went past some shops. In America, they put an E, a double P and an E on the end. it's really old house. This one's over 40 years old, this house. Oh, God, I've got relatives older than buildings in New York.
That's comedian Ricky Gervais on the United States versus England. And this is Blank on Blank. I do want to thank Jane Borden, the comedy editor for Time Out New York magazine, for adding this conversation to the archive. You can read the extended interview at timeoutnewyork.com. Also, be sure to check out Jane's new memoir. It's called I Totally Meant to Do That. It comes out in March 2011. Now, for more Blank on Blank interviews that you can hear nowhere else, including Ricky Gervais on atheism and jetpacks, head over to blankonblank.org. I'm David Gerlach. Keep listening.